Take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to 2 Timothy. We will be looking at a few different verses. I'm going to look at a spot in Acts first, and then look at 2 Timothy in chapter 1, and then also in chapter 3. I thought it appropriate, as today is Mother's Day, and although because of our son's birthday, we have floated Mother's Day and a celebration in our house until next week, I still thought it appropriate to talk about mothers today. It is appropriate in the sense of the letters that we've read in our scripture reading, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, because of the influence that scripture shows us that his mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois had upon him and his faith. And I thought it was a positive thing for us to look at. So first of all, I'm going to read from Acts chapter 16, and you can just listen as I do so. And this is the time that Paul actually meets Timothy for the first time. It says there in Acts chapter 16, "Then came he," speaking of Paul, "to Derbe and Lystra. And behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took him and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek." So in this passage, we don't receive a whole lot of information regarding Timothy and his parents. We're told that his father is Greek, but his mother was a Jew, and that she was a believing Jew. And you say, well, what does that mean? Well, she's a Christian. And you say, well, what's taking place here? Well, this is the second missionary journey of Paul. This is he and Silas have left Antioch. They've gone through Syria and Cilicia, and they've come to Derbe and Lystra. This is the second missionary journey. And in the first missionary journey, in Acts chapter 14, he had visited with Barnabas these same cities. And while he visited those cities, it must have been the conversion of Timothy's grandmother and mother. It's possible that Timothy was also converted as a younger person, but we're not sure about that. We know the influence, and we'll talk about the influence that his mother and his grandmother had in just a bit. But we're told that Timothy came to faith so that when Paul meets him here in Acts chapter 16, he's already a disciple. He's already a believer. And the way that Paul speaks of him, he speaks of him as his son in the faith. I don't know if you noticed when I was reading the two books, he calls him his son repeatedly. He's not his physical father, he's his spiritual father. That's the way they saw their relationship. Now it's quite possible, therefore, that Paul, when he was there with Barnabas in Acts chapter 14, that Timothy was converted at that point at the same time as his mother and his grandmother. But I tend to think that he came after. But again, there's no way to know one way or another. But you notice that Timothy is well thought of. Now he says in verse 2, "which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium." That's referring to Timothy. That's not referring to his father or his mother. That's referring to Timothy. And so Paul then takes him with him and Silas on the missionary journey. And he travels and he then learns from Paul as they go forth from there. Later on, Paul makes him the pastor of the church in Ephesus, a large congregation. And he writes these two letters that we've read already, encouraging him in the faith and wanting him to come. You notice at the end of the second book, he says, I'm ready to depart. He's saying, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to offer my life to God at the finish line. And I want you to come visit me before I do. Come before winter and bring these different things and bring Mark. I want to see you, Timothy, before I die. That was the sort of relationship that Paul and Timothy had. But it's an interesting thing that we find regarding his mother and his grandmother. And it should be, I hope, an encouragement to mothers and also to each one of us about the influence that we can have, even though it may not seem as impactful. Sometimes when we're in church settings, it seems like the pastor is the one that's doing all the teaching and the preaching. But in reality, it's those conversations that are had around the dinner table. Those conversations that are had when you're driving somewhere that are incredibly impactful to the lives of children. And so in 2 Timothy chapter 1, in verses 4 and 5, Paul says this. He's greatly desiring to see Timothy, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. It's an unfeigned faith that both Timothy and his grandmother and his mother all have. What does that mean? Well, it's there's no holding back. They're not putting on airs. They're not putting on a show for anybody else. They are fully committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. They have recognized that he fully committed to them when he went to the cross for them. And so they are now fully committed to Christ. It's an unfeigned. There's no hiding behind anything. There's no hoping about something else in this life. They are committed to Christ. And they're all is for him. And it's interesting because he says, this first was in your grandmother. This was in Lois before it was in anyone else. And then it was in your mother Eunice. And then it came to you, Timothy. And you see that progression taking place between Lois to Eunice to Timothy. And it reminds us of what Paul says in Romans 1, that it is from faith to faith. Right? It is because of someone else's faith that they told me about Christ. And it's because of my faith that I tell others about Christ. And if the Lord tarries, one day there are going to be those that I have told that will be telling others about Christ. And it continues on by faith, from faith to faith. It's the way of the gospel. The Lord uses tools and he uses his people as those tools. And here in the case of Timothy, he used Paul to his grandmother Lois, to his mother Eunice, to Timothy. And what a blessing it is. And you think of how those women would have felt when they hear from Timothy, when they receive a letter and he tells them what's going on in the church in Ephesus. Or he says, I'm going to visit Paul in Rome. And all of the things that the Lord had been doing in the life of Timothy and the way that the Lord had used him and the encouragement that it would have been to her, to Eunice and to Lois if she was still alive. To know that God had been doing these things in the life of their son and their grandson. And it's confirmed for us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. Here Paul says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Now here there's something interesting. Certainly Timothy would have learned from Paul. He learned from the Apostle Paul. When they're on the missionary journey, he's going to be learning as they go. There's no doubt about that. At some point, he may have even learned from Paul and Barnabas on the first missionary journey. We're not sure. But before that, Paul and Barnabas even showed up, his mother and his grandmother were teaching him the Old Testament. They were teaching him the Old Testament. That's what they knew. That's what they understood. But what is the Old Testament able to do? The Old Testament is able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. He's throughout the book. He's throughout it from the beginning of Genesis all the way through to the end. There is Christ. And Paul says to Timothy, you've learned the Scriptures. You've learned them from a young age before you even came to faith. Because your mother and your grandmother trusted God. And because they trusted God, the gospel came to them. And they believed in Christ. And the gospel came to you, Timothy. And you believed in Christ. These are all the things that have happened because of your faithful mother. Because of your faithful grandmother. Because of how much they cared for you to teach you the Scriptures. To teach you these things. Because all Scripture is given. It is profitable. It's all given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You know, it's the responsibility of a mother, and just as much as a father, to teach their children how to live. to prepare them for adulthood, right? That's it. We have to do that with money. We have to do that with dishes and clothing and food and all manner of things. But the most important thing out of anything that we can teach is the Word of God, is faith. Is to show them our faith and transmit that faith to them, and showing them and teaching them that Scripture is the most important thing to know. That's where wisdom lies. That's where truth lies. And to know God and to know Him through His Son Jesus Christ is the most important aspect of life for any individual. And that walking with Him, you know what? You can walk around in dirty clothes and it's all right. And you can walk around and there's still dishes in your sink to clean and it's all right. Because you know Christ. Now, certainly do your dishes and do your laundry. But you see what I mean? This is the foundation. And Paul recognized it with Timothy, and he recognized where that foundation came from. And it should be an encouragement to us that the little things in our lives, the times that we don't think are that critical, are actually the most critical. Those are the points where differences are made. It's in those small things, and the impact that we can have is amazing. Mothers can do tremendous things with their children, and they're not the only ones, but it's Mother's Day, and so we give them the honor and the praise for the things they've done. And we should be thankful for that and glorify God because of that, because of what He's done in giving us those that will teach and show us the way to Jesus Christ. And so we point you to Him tonight. Amen.